see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is Wednesday, June the 12th already. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority and L-Tour Company joining us here in studio. And Bonnie, I hate it when summer starts because you miss it already. Does that make sense? It's like it starts and then all I can think about is, oh no, it's going to end sometime.
Don't think that way. Seriously. Treasure the moment.
Stop it. Stop it, Crystal.
Stop that.
Yeah. Well, you know that you can take summer. You can actually find summer anywhere around the world, any time of the year, if you talk to people at the Travel Authority, right?
Absolutely. And you can talk to our guest today the same way, because we're talking worldwide opportunities out there. So we have as our guest today a company that has like unrivaled experiences. You know, mm-hmm. I can only say that from our clients who've come back and the opportunities that they have when they sail with Regent Seven Seas Cruises. So why not bring on someone who's really going to tell us about it and know so much? We have Carol Hearn. And Carol is the Vice President of Field Sales for Regent Seven Seas Cruises with an amazing commitment to just making things so memorable for clients. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Bonnie.
Well, let's just get right into it. You have so many things going on at Regent Seven Seas. But
yeah, we always do.
Let's, for a listener who may not have known or heard our interviews before, tell us a little bit about who Regent Seven Seas Cruises is.
Well, you mentioned the unrivaled experience, Bonnie, and I think that really kind of sums up what your guests are going to experience on board. It's more than just a cruise. You know, I think cruising has become very mainstream. Mm-hmm. You know, you can talk to almost anybody at a cocktail party, and you'll find that at least half, if not more, have been on a cruise. But I think what's really interesting is that all cruises are not created equal. And as you know, at the Travel Authority, it's really the type of experience where, you know, it's a cruise ship and they all look the same on the outside, big white vessels, but it really comes down to the number of passengers, the size of the suites, the inclusions. We, you know, of course, are the first in the industry to come out with the all-inclusive cruising. And that really, I think, changed the way a lot of people see cruising now. In the past, as you know, it started off with your meals are included and your entertainment is included, but you have to pay every time you want a beverage or any specialty restaurant. And then, of course, there are all the excursions where we are taking all of that, putting it into an all-inclusive experience so you don't have to hassle with all those little extras. So that's really set the industry standard, I believe, and also, you know, the level of luxury on board. Why sail in an inside cabin? You don't have an inside cabin in your home, so why would you want to, on vacation, sail in less than what you're used to at home? So our luxury suites are the largest in the industry, so you can have that same feeling of spaciousness and walk-in closets as you do at home.
Well, what a great concept, Carol. That's fantastic.
Well, you literally could make Regent Seven Seas Cruises your home for quite a while with some of your extensive itineraries, right, if you really didn't want to go home.
Absolutely. I mean, we do have someone that lives on board the ship, but that's another subject. I will say that, you know, back-to-back destinations, world cruises, which are over 4 months period of time. So, yeah, there are people who are doing that, Bonnie.
So let's talk about destination-wise. Last time I was looking at something, you had 450 or maybe 500 or more destinations, correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that list keeps growing. We are always looking for those boutique, if you will, types of destinations because our ships are, you know, no more than 50,000 tons, which gets us into some of the ports that the big guys can't get into, destinations that, you know, are on people's bucket list. They want to go and see several destinations in one trip, which is the best way to do it on board our ships, because, you know, you go to sleep at night, you wake up in another city or another country, and being that you have all of your excursions taken care of, you know when you get there what you're going to see. There's no surprises. So it really truly is the best way to see all those destinations on your bucket list.
And I can't not stress enough the all-inclusive side, because that does make you unique. You don't have a lot of this. You get on, you relax, you just enjoy. And that's a big difference. You know, it's not that constant, oh, well, wait a minute, let me pull my television up so I can see what, when I'm mounting all these different expenses. But then you have the immersive type of shore excursions and things that are going on outside of cruising.
Yeah, and I love the fact that you get to pick and choose your excursions in advance. So if you're going with, you know, a family or another couple, and you like hiking and biking and kayaking, and they're more, you know, museum and sightseeing, there's something for everyone. So you can go on the trip together and yet have different experiences and come back and enjoy the meal together. And, you know, that's what I love about the excursions being included. It's not like one size fits all, because, you know, there's something different for everyone.
And I want to, you mentioned family, and I think that's great, because, you know, when I look down, I've been looking for, you know, all the some of the different specials, because, you know, as Altour, the Travel Authority, Region Seven Seas really keeps us up to date on all the value added, all the different specials, everything that's going on, and we actually have sometimes our own. But I look at, you know, some of these special savings for kids.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, we're, you know, you asked, you know, children can sail free or for as little as maybe $4.99 on select voyages. That's a big difference. And this is an incredible opportunity to have a little bit more intimacy with your families.
That is a great idea.
Yeah, people don't realize luxury and kids go together. I, you know, always get that, really? You guys take kids? And I laugh, because I think, you know, why would the parents who are used to a luxury experience want to, you know, go and be with 5,000 other families, because obviously, you know, they're looking for a luxury experience, but they're also looking to take their children. And the nice part there, as I mentioned, there's different types of excursions. We do have kids programs with counselors on board during the summer months, especially in Alaska, which is an amazing family destination. And then, of course, with our during the holidays when the kids are off from school, we also have it throughout the world. And I think that, you know, what people are looking for is to spend time together. And, you know, as I've mentioned, with the different types of excursions, they absolutely can find something that works well for their family.
You know, Carol, our show always gets to a subject. It's a constant subject. It comes up on every one of our shows. Crystal, Colleen, and I are adamant about it. You have an amazing culinary experience.
Yes.
That not only the parents will enjoy and the children will enjoy, but they are just so known for their culinary experiences, you know, at Region Seven Seas.
It is. I mean, and it's beyond the buffet. I think that's another one of those stereotypes that people just assume,
right.
Oh, well, I'm on a cruise. Well, no, this is like dining in a Michelin star restaurant every single night.
And not getting the bill.
There's a good point.
Best part, you get to try new things, because, hey, you know, you're on the ship and, you know, get something to try that you wouldn't normally order. Pair it with some amazing wine, because, of course, we have, you know, fine wines and spirits included as well. So, yes, absolutely, beyond the buffet. And then I always kid around, because I am the queen of room service. Like, I just love the fact that I can pick up the phone and have my breakfast delivered on the balcony, and just, you know, relax and enjoy, because you're on vacation. You know, you don't have to, you know, grab a, you know, coffee and go. It's really nice to have that time. And they'll even serve you course by course. So if you come back from a long day of excursions and you don't want to go out to any of our restaurants, you can pick up the phone and order anything that we have on the menu to your suite. And they'll actually ask you how long in between courses that you would like and which wine you would like delivered with it. So as the queen of room service, that makes me very happy.
Yeah, I too am the queen of room service. And there's nothing that makes me happier than asking for a bottle of champagne and a grilled cheese sandwich at any hour of the day.
Isn't that the best?
It's amazing.
That's when you know you're on vacation, right? And not having to get that big fat check again at the end to say, ooh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this more than once. So yeah, it really is a nice way to relax, enjoy your vacation, know that it's taken care of.
Now, you started to mention some of these destinations that are on our list. You've got an amazing Alaska product right now that I was looking at too. So many, you know, there's a variety to choose from. What do you offer?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, Alaska this year, more than any other, is a tremendous value. You know, there are certain years that different lines that are normally not in Alaska move their ships to Alaska. We've been, you know, doing seasonal Alaska for, I would say, at least the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are times when there are more vessels in Alaska. So the demand, of course, you know, for so many people to sail in Alaska creates a great opportunity for pricing, for promotions, for, you know, Travel Authority with Altor has a connection, of course, with the American Express promotion. So there's just so many different opportunities for people to go, I think, at the best price and the best number of promotions we've ever had in Alaska. And we do still have some space. And I went myself last September, which normally people think, ugh, don't go in September. That's the end of the season. It was glorious. We had sunshine, and I would say the lowest it was down to is maybe the 60s, but most days were in the high 70s, sunny, beautiful weather.
Is that abnormal?
No, I've been there in September as well, because I've been in every month, May, June, July, and August, and September. And I can tell you that it was gorgeous.
Wow.
And it was wonderful because it's starting to, you can see the difference. The it's not as busy, and the people are starting to kind of settle down that live there from a very busy time. So everyone's excited. It's fun. But the weather was gorgeous.
Yeah, I personally, you know, have been myself, as well as you, Bonnie, being that we're in the industry, we get to travel at these great destinations more than once. And, you know, I've been May, I've been July, and I've been September. And I will tell you, by far, the best weather was September. So I think those myths of the time of the year you should go. Let's face it, Mother Nature has her own plan, but, you know, that was a great opportunity to experience a destination at a lower price point. And, you know, we still have all of the excursions that we normally run during the summer months in September as well. So, you know, another opportunity there for not just Alaska, but also coastal U.S. Coming down from Vancouver into Los Angeles. So there's a couple of new itineraries there as well.
And, you know, Canada is also special as we start looking at things like that. So, you know, we think about farther away, but we also can look at closer to home. But your destinations that are a little bit farther away are, there's so many wonders that go with them when we start talking about like Asia, Africa, the Pacific, all those destinations, Europe. And what I love when I look like, you know, indulge in Europe, and you should, you've got some shipboard credits going on. You've got some great offers still for 2019. And it makes it sound, because we're going to talk about 2020 in a second, it makes it sound like, oh, well, 2019's over for travel. No way. There's a lot of time left.
Absolutely not. And one thing to point out, Bonnie, and I think it's really important when it comes to these exotic itineraries in Europe, and is that we include the business class air.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that, you know, for me, at only 5 feet three, I'm thinking I need more room on a plane these days. I can't imagine a man, you know, over 6 feet tall sitting in a coach seat all that way. So, you know, when people look at our price point and they realize that that price point includes the business class air, they're blown away because they know the value of sitting, you know, in the front of the plane, especially on these long haul trips. So, you know, for people who do the comparison, they'll see, you know, this is a tremendous value because we do subsidize it. You know, we're moving lots of people. So, you know, we do get some really great offers with the amount of people that we're moving. So definitely something to remind people that mm-hmm. you know, business class air included in our price, as well as a pre-night hotel on our concierge suites and above. We include a pre-night before you get onto the ship. You can settle in, see the city that you're leaving from, and that next day we take you over to the ship so you don't miss a minute. And then, of course, on our Asia, Australia, New Zealand, those itineraries are going to also include a land package, whether it be pre or post. On many of our itineraries, we're including a three-night land program. Because let's face it, if you're going all the way to China, if you're going all the way to Dubai, if you're going all the way, you know, you want to see those cities. You want to spend some time there. And we know that, so we've included that on many of our itineraries for late fall and into 2020, which is not scary.
Well, let's get to 2020 before we run out of time. You have the Seven Seas Splendor. Don't we have happening, and what an incredible ship that's going to be.
Yeah, we're really excited. This is the second in the series, and although I always say they're sister ships, they're not identical twins to our Seven Seas Explorer, which I believe you had the opportunity to see, Bonnie, when we had her here. The Explorer was the first of what we called the most luxurious ship ever built. Now, that's a pretty big claim, but I will say after sailing on her and meeting so many people who had the opportunity to sail, she really does live up to that reputation. Just every little detail, the artwork, the amazing little nooks and crannies where you can go and relax, and just, you know, our prayer wall that we have in our Asian restaurant, the detail on that ship is truly just, you could walk around the ship and just be in awe.
And gee, she's going to, or I'm calling it a she, but she's going to have a unique captain, isn't she?
Well, speaking of the she's,
yes,
we are going to have our first ever female captain launch the Seven Seas Splendor. So this is the first for us in that, in the industry, I should say, is, you know, a female captain taking out a brand new cruise ship. So we're super excited about that. I know that, you know, this is the, it shouldn't be such a big deal, but, you know, this is not the first time she's ever taken out a ship. She's been a captain for us for many years, but a brand new ship out of the yard, this will be the first ever.
That is incredible. Well, my goodness, I mean, the time just goes so quickly
it really
here.
Does.
But bottom line, there are so many things going on. We have all this information, as you said too, Carol, that we, you know, we have all the information because we have some also special things with Altura and the Travel Authority. And you know, if you want to become even the wonderful, how about an ambassador, you know, region ambassador, there's ways in which you can also referring friends and everything, right? You can all be a part of this program that we're all in together.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, everybody knows that the best way to decide upon a trip is to speak with friends and family first and see what they recommend, and then go to a professional who really can guide you based on your budget, your time, your needs. Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, when people love us, they tell their friends, and we do offer an incentive to do so. So each time you recommend a new friend to Regent, you get $250 off of your cruise, and they get $250 off of theirs. So just a little something extra. We appreciate that endorsement, and the new guests become past guests very quickly, and they're starting to recommend their friends and family as well.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Carol Herron of Regent Seven Seas. And of course, if you'd like to book your next cruise or your first cruise with Regent Seven Seas, you know what to do. Get in touch with your favorite travel agent from the Travel Authority. Carol, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Carol.
And you know, Bonnie, something else is happening tomorrow. Is that right?
Oh, that's what I heard. It's happening, well, Thursday is tomorrow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our resident guru, Tammy Sofonia, you know, that has been to some Disney property 90 times plus. She's a Disney specialist, told me I had to say this for sure. The prices for Disney 2020 open tomorrow, Thursday. So she's ready, we're ready, and a lot of people wait for this these days because things at Disney are just growing so much, obviously. We know, and you can get the ins, the outs, everything. But the pricing for Disney 2020 is opening tomorrow. It's almost like the announcement of some, you know, grand opening of whatever. But it is. It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's definitely a big deal. The happiest place on earth. But, you know, I think that the happiest place on earth is wherever you're going to go, thanks to the Travel Authority and Eltour Company and Bonnie Pintozzi. How do we get there?
Yeah, just either walk into our office at 116 Cass Street in Traverse City, give us a call, we'll take good care of you, and if you just remember my name, I'll make sure we get you the right thing, and, you know, I could be happy on a Region 7 Sea cruise, trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure you could be. I'm sitting here looking at the website going, all right, that's dream list. I like it, and dreams can become realities.
And you can have your room service the way you want it.
All right, thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority.
Thanks.
The dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.